Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today I will be chatting about three subjects. These are emotional strength, then being calm, and finishing up with creativity, and how it can help your mental and physical health and well-being. Stay tuned to Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online. Strength is something we all have in varying amounts. There are, if you think about it, many types of strength. Today I would like to chat about emotional strength. Emotional strength is something which has both hard and soft elements. Yes, there's a need sometimes to be assertive, focused and driven in terms of strength. But have you ever considered the need to be soft in strength as well? Soft strength is about honesty, compassion, connection with and encouragement to others. Both elements, hard and soft, work together to help you to develop your personal brand of strength. In a way, developing your own beliefs and values, shaping how you deal with whatever life throws at you. I read something recently which inspired me. Now it's by a brilliant author called Lucy Edge, and she said, "I know with failure comes self-knowledge and the opportunity to show up again with greater resilience, focus and strength." I really like that quote. What do you think of it? Strength is unique to each person. We're all different human beings after all, aren't we? The things that are most important to you and make you tick, as it were, you can consider as your personal strengths. Indeed, even trying to think about what your strengths are is a difficult concept which requires a lot of thought. You may think you know your strengths, but do you really? There are many different exercises you can try to discover what your true emotional strengths are. I wouldn't recommend a specific way of doing this today, as I think it's best to find that approach yourself. Everyone is different, and one size does not fit all. Asking for help can be a difficult thing, can't it? You don't have to do everything alone. Help is there if you want and need it. Others can help, but mostly you need to ask. Just think, even chatting with someone can help you look at things from another perspective and perhaps help you to start solving your issue. What I have discovered is that strength needs regular testing in order for it to grow. I know that might sound a bit odd, and it may not be your experience, but it's certainly my experience. Every day is different too, isn't it? We can be emotionally strong one day and cope with whatever occurs, dealing with some heavy stuff. Then the next day, something very minor just tips your balance too far. One thing I've found really helpful is this. The 5 more rule is a great thing to do. It's a little easy thing you can do when you need strength to just keep going. Whenever you feel like giving up, just do 5 more. By that I mean 5 more of whatever you're doing, 5 more pages, 5 more minutes. Be courageous, be brave, show your strength of character once you've identified it. Emotional strength is about dealing with the presenting challenges you face on a day-to-day basis. Believing in yourself and your abilities, whilst acknowledging your difficulties at the time, and I guess dealing with them in a sensitive, appropriate and emotionally strong manner too. Emotional strength does not mean that you don't feel negative emotions. It purely means that you're in charge of your emotions. So have the courage to be yourself. Be proud of yourself every day. You made it to another day. Next, we'll talk about being calm.